It's time for the emergency break of the week.
It's not cool.
No, it's not cool because it blows.
It's not cool.
Whoa.
Time out.
Why are you yelling your foot from me?
We're going to time out, both of you.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Let me take a puff off my pipe as I cue the iPod.
You would play stuff that nobody has ever heard of.
No, I would play stuff that's good.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Ways
are you willing
that.
To put out the 99 cents it takes to purchase a song?
I can do that right here at the desk. We have iTunes.
On my account.
I've got an account, butt munch.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Yes, it's time for the emergency brake of the week, brought to us by Classic BMW. We'll give you three candidates, and you get the vote on them. 888-787-1310. So we come to you live on 1310 AM and eventually 96.7 FM. We're working on it.
We're 1310 AM, formerly known as 96.7 FM.
Yes, but you can stream us, of course, theticket.com, the Sports Day app. That's the best way to listen to us until we get 96.7 FM up and flying. All right, we go to our candidates. We could have had Fergie for that e-break of an anthem, but let's leave her alone. Let's go with three employees of Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Starting with Mike Reiner. Up for an e-break once again. This is a really confusing conversation. They were doing the NBA playoff story. That the possibility that they would do away with West versus East. Or you take the eight teams from the West and the eight teams from the Eastern Conference and just making it a 1-16. We've all talked about this week. Well, Mike kind of got hung up on East versus West when it came to other leagues, and it got really confusing.
When I bring up baseball, that'll never happen. And I don't think, whatever, that just won't. But I think that's the one sport where it won't.
Again, it probably needs to happen less in baseball than it does
probably
in those other
so.
Sports. Because, I mean, even in football, there are a whole lot of really good players who somehow get to the West.
What?
There are a whole lot of, you know.
In football?
Yeah.
You mean the NFC? The West? What do you mean?
Out on the West Coast. Where the
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, there are a whole lot of players in both conferences who somehow wind up on the West Coast or out with Western teams.
Yeah, but that doesn't affect anything, just being on the West. It would affect being in a particular conference.
So...
See what I'm saying? I think you got mixed up between...
I think we've gotten tangled up here somehow.
Yeah, that started because they were talking about all the NBA All-Stars are in the West.
Right.
And if LeBron goes West, if he wants to live in L.A., then most of the All-Star talent is going to still reside in the West.
Right.
But in the NFL, you don't have East-West.
No, there's no East-West there. And that's where it took a bad turn. Yeah, I think I knew where Mike was trying to go. They just never really got there. But it is worth hearing that one more time. What the heck?
When I bring up baseball, that'll never happen. And I don't think, whatever, that just won't. But I think that's the one sport where it won't.
Again, it probably needs to happen less in baseball than it does
probably
in those other
so.
Sports. Because, I mean, even in football, there are a whole lot of really good players who somehow get to the West.
What?
There are a whole lot of, you know.
In football?
Yeah.
You mean the NFC? The West? What do you mean?
Out on the West Coast. Where the
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, there are a whole lot of players in both conferences who somehow wind up on the West Coast or out with Western teams.
Yeah, but that doesn't affect anything, just being on the West. It would affect being in a particular conference.
So...
See what I'm saying? I think you got mixed up between...
I think we've gotten tangled up here somehow.
You know, the NFL's great migration west. All right, there's Mike having a bit of a wheels-off moment there. Candidate number one. Candidate number two, he is back once again. The all-timer, the GOAT, Norm Elizabeth Hitchkiss. Because as Donnie was reviewing the film Black Panther that we're going to talk about here in about 15 minutes, Norm thought he would shoehorn a sports joke when he was talking about Oakland.
They go to Oakland. Some of it's set in Oakland.
Hmm.
And that's kind of significant because of the whole Black Panther movement. I do believe kind of started in Oakland.
Or the black hole. That's in Oakland. That's in the Raiders.
The Raiders.
Oh,
sports.
He's, right. Okay.
He's okay.
Okay, okay.
Sports.
You have to clear
yeah,
your throat.
Black Panthers is definitely in Oakland. Though.
You didn't give me the notice about that. I need to. There you okay now. I get it.
Hey.
I get it now.
There it is.
So that's pretty significant as the when they come to America, they're.
He is always looking to pounce on the sports joke,
yep,
isn't he?
Always.
That Norm. And yeah, he didn't give the clear indicator, almost like the fair catch signal of the clearing of the throat, where you know for sure it's a sports joke. But there's Norm, back as candidate number two. And then sometimes the P1 gets nominated. And out of ticket stock last weekend, this was a Friday visit with P1 Don, who had had a few and decided to go on the air and use some barnyard language.
I agree.
How old are you,
Adam?
I've answered the question.
How old are you?
I'm 45.
45. So you got, okay, you had your kid when you were 29. That's not bad.
No, it's not too bad.
Oh! remember, yeah, you're not allowed to say the F word, the S word, any of the C words.
Any of them.
Excuse me for being all judgmental.
Yeah,
stuff.
Corby, I noticed that about
him. Yeah.
Very judgmental.
I loved how y'all were just turning her against the other, you know, just picking your spots when you would jump on her side.
I love how the Hardlines had fun with her crazy accent all week.
Oh my gosh, that voice.
Yeah, such
that
a accent. Thick accent, especially when she's drunk.
Yeah.
Corby.
One more. Yeah, she loved Corby. One more time.
I agree.
How old are you,
Adam? I've answered
the question.
How old are you?
I'm 45.
45, so you got, okay, you had your kid when you were 29. That's not bad.
No, it's not too bad.
Oh!
Remember, yeah, you're not allowed to say the F word, the S word, any of the C words.
But, you know, any of them.
Excuse me for being all judgmental.
Yeah,
stuff.
Corby, I noticed that about
him.
Yeah. Very judgmental.
So
how about
sorry.
You? You're Corby.
Yeah, she screamed something else out too. They've turned into a drop. Can't remember what it was.
Out your ass and call you Roxy.
What?
Out your ass and call you Roxy.
Huh. I don't know. She was out there.
Is that all?
He's my boy.
All right. So those are your three candidates: Mike, Norm, or Don. 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I got to vote for the foul-mouthed drunk broad that kept petting Corby at ticket stock.
Okay. Thank you. Hello. You're on ticket radio.
Yes. The P1CR would like to vote responsibly for Norm and Cody Bell's beer brewing badassery.
Okay. Hello. You're on Sports Radio 1310.
Am I on AM radio?
Yes, ma'am.
Die.
You are on AM radio.
Hey, Nevis, I want to vote for Hollywood Mike Reiner. Just you now. Love you.
Okay. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Rhymes.
Okay, thanks for the vote there, mystery caller. Hi, you're on The Ticket.
That's no fuss, born.
No. Hello, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Good morning, users. I'd like to vote for the crazy drunk lady.
Thank you, sir. Hello, you're on America's favorite radio station.
Yes, I, this is a tough choice this week, but I got to go with the wheels offness of Don Arredondo.
Okay, yeah, that is her last name. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, good morning, boys. Is it possible to vote responsibly only on 1310 this morning?
Yes.
Yeah, it's the only thing
okay,
possible.
Okay, great. Okay, awesome. Give me Headwound Rhymes.
That is not an official nickname, sir. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Am I on FM radio?
Not this morning.
Damn it. Give me the rumbling, bumbling, stumbling South Oak Cliff con man.
Mike Reiner, okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Norman's Black Hole and Hit and Run.
Okay, thanks. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Oh, hi, Musers.
Die.
Hi, Triple Fake Tiger.
Hey, you saw I shot even par yesterday?
Yep.
So I got Lucky Charms for breakfast today, so I'm a happy man.
Okay, who you vote for?
I'm going to vote for that very confused guy, the old guy, the old blue dog or whatever his name is.
The old gray wolf?
Yeah, that's him.
All right. Thanks, Triple Fake Tiger. And ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. Mike Reiner has done it again.
When I bring up baseball, that'll never happen. And I don't think, whatever, that just won't. But I think that's the one sport where it won't.
Again, it probably needs to happen less in baseball than it does
probably
in those other
so.
Sports. Because, I mean, even in football, there are a whole lot of really good players who somehow get to the West.
What?
There are a whole lot of, you know.
In football?
Yeah.
You mean the NFC? The West? What do you mean?
I mean, out on the West Coast. Where the
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, there are a whole lot of players in both conferences who somehow wind up on the West Coast or out with Western teams.
Yeah, but that doesn't affect anything, just being on the West. It would affect being in a particular conference.
So,
see what I'm saying? I think you got mixed up between...
I think we've gotten tangled up here somehow.
It's the old East-West thing. How many is that for the Great Wolf?
I'm used to being from, you know, so the East Coast.
East Coast.
That is his 75th win, 18 behind Norman the White Panther Hits.
75. This is a pretty big morning for Rhines. Hits the 75 mark.